The wife of a much-loved man who was found dead outside his Warana home has broken her silence, sharing a heartfelt tribute to her partner. Zdravko Bilic died around 11:30 p.m. on Sunday in the yard of his home in Appell Street. His wife was interstate at the time and says the void he's left behind is unbearable. Two teenagers have been charged with his murder. Detective Inspector Chris Toohey says police believe they were attempting a break and enter at the property.
They were disturbed by Mr. Bilic, in which time an altercation occurred. And as a result of that altercation, he received two fatal stab wounds.
Both teens, aged 15 and 17, had their matters heard briefly in court yesterday. They remain in custody with the case to return to court in September. The weekend stabbing of a bus driver at Caloundra has prompted the state government to announce a roundtable. It'll take place in the coming weeks involving unions, operators, drivers and other stakeholders. The 67-year-old driver was parked at the Caloundra Transit Centre and reportedly having lunch when an altercation broke out and he was allegedly stabbed in the neck with a box cutter. A 44-year-old man's been charged and remains in custody. Meantime, in a bid to help people get home safely, the Sunshine Coast Council, in partnership with Translink, is trialling new late-night bus services into Maroochydore, Mooloolaba, Budrum, Sippy Downs and Palmview. The 12-month trial begins tonight. The changes will see an additional 10 trips on Route 616 after 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights, and Route 600 will also be extended to service a new late-night bus stop only 180 metres from Ocean Street and the Maroochydore Safe Night Precinct. And a home game for Sunshine Coast Falcons tomorrow at Bock Arena for round 18 of the Queensland Cup. They're coming off a bye round last week to face Northern Pride. The BMD Falcons women's side will also play Northern Pride in round 6. Their game kickoff is 3:30 p.m.